Welcome back, loves, to another episode of Anything Goes with Anna Rose. It is always a pleasure and delight, as I always say, to be with you live on the podcast. Thank you so much. Let's just start by saying that, honestly, the way you are all showing up, listening in, sharing the episodes absolutely blows my mind and humbles my big heart. Daily, you are all consuming everything I put out, and just the feedback is always phenomenal. So, if you are listening and you are a long time listener, what is it? Long time listener, first time, whatever, poster, commenter, sharer, reviewer, do tag, like share it or tag me or send me a DM or leave a review, because the numbers, there's thousands of you that listen to every single episode, which is just, like I said, very humbling. And I want to hear from you. I want you to say hello and show yourselves. No, I'm very grateful. So today is a big one, I think. It will probably be longer than the sort of 20, 30 minute ones I've been doing. Maybe not. I might shock us all. But it is so important and valuable and necessary to your life. And it is all around your values. Truth be told, I'm actually shocked I have not recorded this episode. I had to go through all of the episodes that I have recorded because I was like, surely I've done one on values. I can't not have not done one on values when it is the absolute cornerstone and North Star to my life in every single way. But alas, I had not. So here I am. So, values, let's talk about them. I started in my values journey when I was 22 at rock bottom. It's just like the way that I can always like relate. But I'd grown up very Christian, right? I should share my like life story one day, like life story. But I had grown up very Christian, and blessedly and luckily in a sense, you grow up with a mum. I won't say my stepdad, he was an asshole. But I grew up with a beautiful mum who had very devout Christian, but Christian values, right? So that was the first time I kind of ever heard of values. You know, we grow up with integrity, loyalty, honor, love, Christ, etc. So I had always likened, I suppose, values to Christianity. And that's wrong. That was very wrong. And then I went off and away in my life, and as we all know, hated myself, hit rock bottom at 22, made some poor decisions, lots of poor decisions, and I hit my rock bottom. And in my rock bottom is where I rebuilt my life from. But in that rock bottom, as I always share in most of the stories when I'm talking about my rock bottom, I picked up my first book, like personal development book. And that book was Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins. And actually, quick pause. It's just funny. I'm like, last week I talked about what I talked about around your radiance and your turn on in your life. And I spoke to the power of Pussy, a reclamation. And that was a book that I had picked up and devoured very quickly. And it's funny, isn't it? I'm trying to get you to figure the thread of my life, that on this episode, when I'm talking about what changed my life 13 years ago, that was my rock bottom, 22, I'm 35, I picked up a book. Books have changed my fucking life, and they never stop changing my fucking life. Leaders are readers. So please pick up a book. If you have a story around, I don't read, it's too hard, I can't be concentrated, pick up a book and read until, right? Read until it sticks. Read until you can. And if you really can't, because you absolutely can't, because of whatever reason, then listen to one, because they will change your life. Okay, unpause. Back to when I was 22. So I pick up my first book, Awaken the Giant Within. And in the book, there's a whole chapter from memory. I think it's a whole chapter on values. And I, you know, like I said, it was a concept that was not new to me, essentially. I was like, oh, this is kind of like when I grew up in a Christian household, except it felt very new to me because it wasn't just about Christianity. It wasn't just about religion. And that made a lot of sense to me. And I know for most people today, which I just absolutely love and adore, especially all of you brilliant humans that follow me, you're across values. You've heard of them before. But at 22, that was quite profound for me. I thought, oh, you can actually apply, who would have thought, values to and with the rest of your life. It doesn't just have to be linked to religion. And so I got crystal fucking clear on my own back at 22. I was at my rock bottom, hated myself, not living my best life whatsoever. And I got crystal clear on my values and I actually started to live by them. It wasn't just a list, right? Now, I thought it would be cute. So I wrote that and it took me days at that point in time. So it took me days to create my list of values. I sat with them. There was like, I can't remember how many at the time. I landed on 14. I'll tell the whole story, but you know, I might've had 30 to begin with. And then I sat with them over the days and like was crossing the ones that didn't land for me off and would sit some more. And then nope, that doesn't, I'm not aligned with that one. And I cross more off. And I ended up with a list, my original list of values, which was 14 of them, which is absolutely fucking ridiculous. And it makes me laugh because I'm like how ambitious and A-type I was, personality. So unnecessary. But I still have the little list. I sticky taped it at the time to the journal I had. I kept all my journals. And I have them here for you. And so in order, my values back then when I very first started were in order as well. Like I had an order and in order, they were health, love, determination, intelligence, being the best, success, passion, happiness, cheerfulness, honesty, growth, achievement, fun, and contributing. And I think the most important thing to understand, truly actually, is that at 22, when I had hit rock bottom, I was sincerely as unhealthy as you come. So I was doing drugs most weekends. Well, I was doing drugs most weekends. I was binge drinking super unhealthily. I was not respecting my body with food at all. I was thinking unbelievably toxic thoughts. I was I was with Morgs at the time, so I wasn't. I'd been promiscuous for years prior to that. So I was extremely unhealthy, body, mind, and soul. But as I had learned, I knew that to change my health, I had to have health as a value, right? And not just health as a value for me personally, because I was ready, willing, and surrendered to making as drastic a fucking change on my life as humanly possible, as fast as humanly possible, because fuck rock bottom. I knew health had to be number one, which was a massive stretch for me. It was exceedingly uncomfortable to put it as number one because I knew what that meant. I knew that it would have to become a focus, right? But I use that as such a powerful example because if you know me today, which most of you do if you're listening, I am known for respecting and loving health above all else. Health, my little list, above all else, right? And of course I am. Okay, of course I fucking am, because health has been my number one value now for 13 years. And that is the power of living in alignment to your values, right? But back 13 years ago, when I had health as number one, I was honestly as unhealthy as they came. But putting health as my number one value, it changed my health, which completely transformed my life. Right. And the way that I did that, why it was so uncomfortable is I was making poor decisions, right, on my life. In fact, creating my values is really, I mean, moving like I love myself was the beginning of the trajectory of my self-love journey. I was going to say the trajectory of moving like I love myself. It was a trajectory of my self-love journey. And I've never stopped after 13 years, right? Never will. But it was the book and it was the values that led me to that point. Okay. So every single time, multiple times a day, because I was so spiraled in despair and grief and pain and fucking victimhood, I would ask myself the question, what would health do? Right? What would a healthy person do? What would a healthy person think? What would a healthy person say? And when I answered my own questions, I had the action I knew how to take, right? And that was uncomfortable because I had to do the opposite of what I'd been doing. I had to think more positive thoughts. I had to get up and move like I loved myself, because that is what a healthy person, that is someone that loved themselves, would do, right? And that's why core values guide our behavior. They should, right? And a person that says that I live by a code, I live in my values, I'm going to know if you live by your values. I'm going to know the code that you live by because I'm going to look at your public life. Okay. At the end of the day, who you are, how you think, how you show up, what you earn, the life that you're living, how you show up in the world, and not fake. We can all smell fake, right, from a mile away. Who you sincerely are at your most deepest core, and you cannot fake it, that's the code you live by. And that's ultimately your values. Whether you have chosen them, and this is the power of values, whether you've chosen them or not, you live by them. So this is the task. There's homework. I feel like there's homework in almost every podcast now, but I love that for us, you guys. So values get to be central to your being, right? And it's the absolute North Star to your life. It is the code which you live and you die by. So for me, so you've just heard though, I want to go deeper on this. I had 14 core values for a long while, probably 3 years. No, probably 2 years. It's probably about 2 years that I really focused on those 14 core values, right? 14. But honestly, the top 3 to 5 were my main ones that I ended up focusing on. And that's what I always recommend people now, but I'll get to that begin with. But the thing is, very quickly it changed. So then I was on the path. I'd completely transformed my life completely in 2 years, living to my values, starting on my self-love journey, moving, eating, thinking, earning, speaking, self-caring, like I loved myself. And then it became really clear that I really had 3 values that meant the absolute fucking most to me. And they were health always, first and foremost, it will never not be. But then freedom and integrity. And integrity really started for me because I was 22 at the time. At this stage, I just started in business. And that was just incredibly important to me. But then freedom became really central and core to my life because as well, business, right? I wanted to be in business, but I wanted to be in business because I wanted to be free. I wanted to be my own boss, right? I wanted to have that freedom to live my ideal days every single day. I didn't want it to become another job. And so freedom became a really core central focus to my life and has led my life still today for 13 years. It is still one of my top values. So that's important to note, right? And that's important to note because again, many haven't, but if you followed me during the scandemic and COVID, then you will know that for 2 fucking long years, and I wouldn't change a second of it for the world, I spoke up. And I didn't speak up angrily or aggressively. I just spoke up. I just challenged the status quo. I challenged the narrative and I asked questions that I didn't believe the media were asking, which they weren't. And sadly, we're not going to get into it. Sadly, my worst nightmare came true. And I said this 1,000 times in 1,000 different ways that I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But I wasn't, right? I wasn't. But I have to say again, you watched without understanding or realizing all you were watching, if you were watching, which thousands of you were, tens of thousands of you were for 2 years, was a woman deeply fucking rooted in her values. So I'm going to remind you of what my values were. Health, freedom, and integrity. So when something like that or something, anything comes along in my life that's going to potentially hurt, think about this, my health, my freedom, and there's just something off about the integrity of it, what do you think a woman like me is going to do? Right now, if my values were family, contribution, and fun, I probably, because I live and fucking die by my values, right? It's just innate to who I am. It's just, and it is to you as well. This is the point and power of this conversation. I live and I die by it. So if contribution, family, and fun were my 3 values at that point in time, I wouldn't have spoken up as adult, probably at all, because it wouldn't have grinded up against me. I would have, yeah, cool, I'll sit this one out. I'm just going to go sit down and whatever, not ever take the check from the government because fuck that. But I'll sit this one out. It's just not my fight, blah, 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 blah. But when you're telling me to put an untested anything in my body, which is my health, I'm going to fight to the death. When you're taking away freedoms on every fucking level, I'm going to fight to the death. And when you're challenging my integrity, because then you want me to just turn a, literally just turn a blind eye, act dumb and sit down and shut up. It's just never, you're just never going to get that from me, right? So why I want you to understand why values are so fucking important is that, like I said, if you watch me for a minute, a month, a day, a year, or 2 years of that fight, all you watched was a woman simply living into her values, dying by her values, speaking up for her values. And I've been that way and I've lived that way for 13 years. Now, beautifully, about a year ago, like out of nowhere, it's freedom, integrity, and health. And like they're symbiotic. There's no, like, health is always going to be number one, but it's like, but so is freedom and so is integrity, right? But about a year ago, in my 2 year feminine journey, I knew, shock horror, surprise, surprise, that my values were ready to be changed because it was a stretch for me. It was the focus that I wanted to become the feminine. I wanted to awaken my feminine. I wanted to surrender to my feminine. And so I knew, having done this for health 13 years earlier, femininity became a top value of mine. And again, you have watched, I haven't needed to tell you that, right? You've all literally watched me birth entire companies based in and around awakening the divine feminine. You have, do you know how many DMs I've received so beautifully from all of you listening who say things like, Anna, it's wild to even go back and listen to your voice on earlier episodes. Like, you sound different. And I do. I know I do. I'm softer. I'm more relaxed. I'm more chilled, right? But that's because the feminine, the journey to my feminine, awakening the divine feminine for me was A, important. And I'd already been on it for a year, but then like it was life dependency for me, right? I just knew that this was like a big, big part of my soul contract. And I can't explain it, right? And when I can't explain it, I always just know. And so femininity became a big core focus. Okay. And so now I swapped out integrity because that's just in every fucking cell of my being now. I don't need that on my list. It's just who I am. So, and I'm proud of that, right? Get that. I'm proud of that. And I'm proud that I can say that. And I'm proud that I'm proud of that. Okay. And so femininity. So for me now, it's health, always health, freedom. It'll never, who knows when I'll swap that, but freedom still, and femininity. But then I've also got business values now as well. So, which are brand new. I actually never had business values, but when I launched my, what was actually my third and now my fourth company, I was like, I actually need business values. It's different to health, freedom, and femininity. Although they're still in there, of course, I actually created business values. And this took about 3 days in the end. Again, I wrote a list out, sat with it, marinated with it, like swapped some out, added some in, took some out, you know, et cetera, until I landed on my five, which shocked me. I'm like, but I couldn't have any less, right? But five business values, and I'm going to read them now. And again, if you're following like the journey, you're like, oh, that's, yeah, it's, yep. Okay. So my business values are excellence, audacity, disruption, feminine, and fun. Or if I'm not having fun, fucking put me in the bin, right? I don't want it. Excellence, audacity, disruption, feminine, and fun. And so for me today, now, health and freedom are just part of my cells and my DNA for sure. But with my journey to the feminine, I still have to often ask myself, what would femininity do? What would the feminine do? Right? And then I choose that. She is my North Star. That is my North Star. And then from a business perspective, and Kelly, my right-hand woman, my business manager, knows these, like has them up in her fucking office for me. But she will constantly challenge me on this. So we're on calls, I'm making executive decisions. I've got to like pull the trigger and say yes to this or no, or like make all the big decisions. And she's like, Anna, what would excellence do? Right? And because they're the questions I ask myself all of the time. What would audacity do? What would disruption do? What would feminine do? What would fun do? I don't need to ask that, right? Fun is in my DNA. But that is how you live and die by a code. That is how you have values as your North Star. And so the challenge, my love, is I would love if you have not done this in a little while. I'm sure most will have a list of values, which I love and I'm obsessed with. But if you haven't done this for a little while, go back and touch up on them, right? Go back and rehash some of your values. Now, if you haven't ever done this, get excited, because my challenge for you is that you're going to create a list of personal values that are yours to live and die by. They're going to become the code that is a part of your fabric and makeup, right? How you do it. And I can't, like, Google values, right? As in, like, get the list, because I can't even put them in show notes. There's so many. But go over, and I always say, have a list of your values. So 3 to 5 max, right? 3 to 5 max, but a list of your personal values that you will live and die by. And have them on your phone home screen, have them in the bathroom mirror. And every day when you get stuck or you're trying to do better, feel better, have more, be more, do more, whatever that is and looks like for you, I want you to ask yourself, what would blah do? What would excellence do? What would health do? What would freedom do? What would fun do? What would courage do? What would commitment do? What would audacity do? And from that place and space, you move. You answer the question and you have the action that you need to take. And so some, you know, the list is, I've got a list in front of me, but it's like ambition, authenticity, acceptance, accomplishment, balance, brilliance, bravery, caring, cheerfulness, commitment, communication, community. Community could be a huge one for you. Connection, contribution, dedication, determination, devotion, dignity, discipline. Maybe you need some more of that in your life. Hey, that could be a value that absolutely you adapt. Empowerment, enjoyment, enthusiasm, fairness, faith, family, fortitude, generosity, motivation, optimism. I've got perseverance, playfulness, pleasure. Maybe pleasure for pleasure's sake, right? Maybe pleasure needs to go on there for you. Respect, romance, self-improvement, self-reliance, status, strength, tenderness, success, truth, trust, variety, vivaciousness, wealth, whatever it is, right? So get, if you want to, if you really want to do this, if you, because it will change your life, my recommendation is that you get Google, sit, light a candle, play some music, do whatever you need to do, and sit with a blank piece of paper. And all you have to do is pull up a list of that. So if you Google like values, right, find a pretty comprehensive list. Like I've got one, I teach this in self-love school, right? So I've just pulled that up. And I want you, this is just one of the activities of like 5 in one of the weeks. And I want you to look at the list, go through the list and write down ones that stand out for you. Like, yeah, I want more strength in my life. I actually need more discipline. I'm craving more courage. Okay. So this can be not how you're currently living. It can be the person you wish to become. In fact, that's what I'm going to implore you to do, right? It's not about the iteration of who you are. It's about the woman or the man that you want to become. So when you look at that list of values and there's courage on there and you want more of that, put it on the list, right? When there's family on there and you know, want more of that, put it on there. Spontaneity, brilliance, whatever, authenticity, if you're craving to be fully seen, to express yourself in your most truest, most brilliant, most authentic state, put it on the list. And then don't stop, just write as many that feel that you feel called to as possible on the list. No judgment, just get it all out and get it all down. Then shut the whatever down, get rid of that, the main list that you're reading off. And you're with your first list of your core values, which is super exciting. But then what I want you to do is go through and just start to sit with it and go, okay, well, courage and bravery is on there. It's the same thing, right? So which word feels best for me? For me, that's courage. I love the word courage. So for me, for example, I'd go, okay, well, bravery and courage are the same. I'll cross bravery out. I'm going to keep courage. You could have cheerfulness and happiness on there, right? Same thing. Okay, which one fits better with me? Yep, cheerfulness. Okay, I'll cross happiness out. So go through and find those words that kind of match and cross out the other one. Then sit with that list. And this may take you a week. Okay, this may take you 10 days. This may take you 2 days. But then I want you to hone that list down until you have 3 to 5, no more than 5. You do not need more than 5. In my opinion, if you want more than 5, do whatever the fuck you want, right? This is your beautiful life and you get to live it. But I'm going to encourage you that 3 to 5 is enough, especially like if you're going to live and die by these. And then get it, nut it out and nut it down until you have your 3 to 5. And then, like I said, I want you to put the 3 to 5 where you see it every day on your phone, like make a Canva pic or something, write it on a freaking pad if you don't know how to use any of that stuff and take a photo of it, and that photo becomes your screensaver, right? And then every single day, like I said, ask yourself the question, what would courage do? What would enthusiasm do? What would pleasure do? For me, mine is, right, for me, the only one I have to ask on right now is what would femininity do? I'm like, what would the feminine do in this situation? I did it the other day, actually, with Katie. I was trying to make a decision or reply to something. And I'm like, Katie, this is kind of what I want to say. And she's like, Anna, what would the feminine do? And I was like, oh. And this is the thing. Make sure your inner circle know that you're trying to live and die. Like that you are that person that wants to live by a code. That these are your values because they're new to you, right? Share that with your family. Share that with your partner. Share that with your best friends. And encourage them to call you forward into it. 100%. Encourage them to level you up in that way because it is a beautiful gift. So I'm going to leave you with that challenge. Again, if you are going to do it, I would love to be tagged. I love to see all of you doing the homework, challenging yourself, and yeah, just stuck in the work that I'm loving sharing on the podcast. So go forth, do your list, be disruptive, be courageous, be audacious, have strength. Have tenderness, pleasure, fun, authenticity, health, femininity, whatever your truth is. Whoever you want to become, may you become them, and may you do it by living and dying by a code. All right. Until the next episode, I have your back. I believe in you and I love you.